Evaluation of a digital phenotype for the early recognition of pediatric sepsis. The project team included Noah Prizant, Shem Sala, Will Ratliff, MBA, Marshall Nichols, MS, Mike Revoir, BS, Michael Gao, MS, Mark Sendak, MD, MPP, Suresh Bal-U, MS, MBA, Emily Greenwald, MD, and Emily Sterrett, MD.
What is the problem?
Sepsis, a life-threatening response to infection, is a significant concern in pediatric care. In the United States, it accounts for an estimated 3.1% of all pediatric hospitalizations, with a mortality rate of 8.2%. Despite international guidelines emphasizing timely recognition and treatment, sepsis can be challenging to diagnose in children due to its varied presentations and nonspecific symptoms. At Duke Children's Hospital, 38% of children receive timely recognition, and 28% receive prompt treatment.
What is a solution?
Our project team has developed a digital pediatric sepsis phenotype to identify pediatric patients at high risk of sepsis in real time. By combining two existing definitions, the real-time WISE and the Duke Children's Trigger Tool, the Duke Pediatric Sepsis Phenotype can accurately identify sepsis in real time. Its sensitivity is 0.79 and its positive predictive value is 0.18 for diagnosis codes. The impact book includes details on Duke pediatric sepsis, phenotype sensitivity, and positive predictive value for ground truth definitions of sepsis, as time constraints are placed on real-time WISE and trigger tool being met within a number of hours of each other. The Duke pediatric sepsis phenotype is now running in real time, and the temporal validation of the phenotype kicked off on October 1st, 2024. In late 2024, we began calculating the Phoenix criteria for pediatric sepsis to add to retrospective definition comparisons, in addition to refining workflow with the project team and key stakeholders.
What is the potential impact?
Using the Duke pediatric sepsis phenotype as a real-time pediatric sepsis definition, along with a predictive model, can potentially improve patient outcomes in pediatric care. By identifying patients at high risk of sepsis earlier, healthcare professionals can respond more quickly with timely recognition and treatment. Timely intervention can lead to reduced mortality rates, shorter hospital stays, and improved overall health outcomes for children. The tool can also be audited for equity, specifically fairness of treatment across racial subgroups. When evaluating the phenotype, we found that patients meeting the Duke pediatric sepsis phenotype criteria had significantly longer mean hospital length of stay. We compared our phenotype cohort to the rest of the retrospective cohort. The length of stay difference was 23.48 versus 6.72 days, and the mortality rates difference was 5.67% versus 0.74%. These findings highlight the importance of early detection and treatment in improving patient outcomes.
What are the next steps?
While the Duke pediatric sepsis phenotype has shown promise, further temporal validation is necessary to confirm its clinical relevance. Our next steps will involve several key activities. First, we will conduct prospective validation to further test the DPSP's effectiveness. Additionally, we will undertake clinical adjudications to ensure the accuracy of our results. We also plan to develop a predictive model that can enhance the DPSP's capabilities. Finally, we will deploy the system at the bedside, carefully considering workflow implications to ensure seamless integration.